Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil and with me today is Helen. Helen, what are you doing?
I'm just stamping on this clock.
Yeah, I can see you're really destroying that clock. My question is, why?
Well, don't you remember you told me that you were going to be a little late for the recording session?
Yes, I had to delay things by an hour.
And I asked you what I should do while I was waiting.
Yes, that's right.
And you told me that I should just kill time. So that's what I'm doing. Killing time.
Well, I did tell you to kill time, but I didn't mean destroy a clock. In English, when you say you're killing time, it means you're doing something that isn't really important, just to occupy yourself before the start of your next plan or arrangement.
Yeah, that's right. Killing time has nothing to do with violence towards clocks. It's an expression which means to do something which isn't really important, just to keep you occupied until the start of your next plan or arrangement. Here are some examples.
I turned up an hour early for my flight, so I just looked at the duty-free to kill some time.
I had an hour between work and meeting my friends, so I killed some time in a department store.
I always arrive hours early for job interviews. I'd rather have to kill time than deal with the stress of being late.
So, Helen, you can stop smashing up that poor clock now.
But you know what? I'm quite enjoying it.
It looks like you are enjoying it. And actually, it looks quite fun. Do you mind if I just...
No, not at all. Join me.
Actually, this is the most fun I've ever had killing time.
Me too. Join us again soon for The English We Speak.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.